Candy Cane Lane has been a staple in the Edmonton community for a very long time. From wagon rides to Christmas lights, the festival has something to offer for everyone.
Candy Cane Lane is a 53-year-old neighborhood event that began with a small group of neighbors stringing lights on their places, and it evolved into a major contributor to the food bank.
For Dwayne Hunter, a dedicated volunteer at Candy Cane Lane, it is a very special tradition to be a part of.
It's incredible, simply because it not only becomes a real tradition for all the people that volunteer, but all the people that take it in, the surrounding communities. It's great to be part of, and it makes the holiday season feel that much more special.
This year at Candy Cane Lane, there's much more to offer than in years past.
So we got a few new things. First of all, we've been really upping our game, for lack of a better term, with the number of snow sculptures. So not only are we adding a bunch of extra lights to the trees, we decorated 12 more large trees, and with the help of Shaw Cable and their picker trucks, we also have between four and six more snow sculptures coming on board, with expert carvers coming out to make the lane look that much more beautiful and fun and all of those types of things. And then we have another really interesting addition to this. And what that is, we started, and what we did was to make sure that we can expand our services. So the neighborhood event runs from December 1st to January 1st, approximately. And then we have a civic event portion that kicks in, and that's for the nights that we offer the wagon rides. And we have our open streets nights, the nights that there are no vehicles on the lane. It's walk or choose whatever mode of transportation, like a wagon. And new this year that's really, really special is DATS is providing an additional service where people who have a little bit more trouble getting up and down the lane, and maybe the wagon isn't the right way to do it, there will be two DATS buses on our open streets nights. What they will do is they'll offer ambulatory and wheelchair services, and you'd book those seats just like you would book a wagon ride. So that's really, really special because we're able to get to more people in the community. Bring a non-perishable item to the food bank and keep riding the wagons. What we do is we offer the wagon services, the committee, and we take all the proceeds, 75% go to the providers that actually make it happen, take care of the horses and whatnot. 5% goes to the Candy Cane Lane committee. And what we do with that is we take all of that money and we put it back into the lane in some way, shape, or form. We buy big lights for the trees. We get the snow sculptures going. We create a little bit of an infrastructure and all those types of things. Everything, though, with the goal of supporting the residents and the food bank.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.